Morning, welcome to Knighton Free Church, and most importantly of all, happy Christmas to you all. It's going to be a little bit chaotic, I suspect, this morning. Lots of excited people, lots of children who've been brought along by excited people, or maybe the other way around, who knows. There'll be all kinds of ways of getting involved, so we'll kind of roll with it. If there's a bit of noise, I'm sure we'll cope, and I think we're getting some more chairs out for latecomers. And people who are struggling to find a seat. But it's great to see you all. And as we begin on this Christmas morning, why don't we just pray together? So Heavenly Father, on this day of rejoicing and happiness and celebration, we ask that as we join together to worship you this morning, that we'd be aware of your presence with us, and that you bless us as we thank you for the greatest gift of all, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah and Saviour, the one who's reconciled us to you, the one in whom our salvation and all our hope is found. So give us thankful hearts, we pray, and fill us with joy, because unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and we ask for your blessing today in his name. Amen. Well, I hope you're all in good voice, as you'd anticipate. We've got a few carols to sing this morning, and we're going to begin by singing O Come, Let Us Adore Him. And if you're able to and willing, let's stand to sing.
Oh,
Well, this is kind of the moment where we go totally off script and anything can happen. And I find out a bit more about the congregation. And so what we do, first of all, we'll every year, this has become a Christmas tradition here. We're going to, first of all, find out who got up the earliest. And then we're going to find out a little bit about what some of you received for Christmas. Some of it's obvious. Some of it is being worn. Some of it ill-advisedly so. But anyway, we'll find out that. But let's start off by seeing what time people got up. Who was the first? We'll start really respectably, like really late, 8 a.m. Okay, so what we'll do, put your hands up if you were up at 8 a.m. So one or two really lazy people, but most hands are up. Keep your hand up if you were up at 7. Very weird now. Some people have put their hand up at 7 that wasn't up at 8, so they went back to bed. Or they're confused already. 6 o'clock. Hamish and Lily love Christmas. 5 o'clock. Oh, so there's Matthew, there's one in the balcony. 4 o'clock. Wow. So what were you doing at 4 o'clock? Were you sort of there hoping to see Santa or something? No? Just couldn't sleep? Really excited? Oh my goodness. Did you hear? So if you didn't hear, he opened his stocking at 3:04 and is likely to be an absolute nightmare by 3:04 this afternoon. But anyway, there you go. So that's what time people got up. Let's find out about some presents. If you'd like to tell us all about what you've received, your favourite present, or maybe just a random one of the presents. And yeah, let's make a rule here. You can only tell us about one. Like if you've opened your stocking and there's 30 things in it, we haven't got time for a list. But yeah, so go on, tell us one thing you got.
A miniature karaoke machine.
A miniature karaoke machine. Oh, you're going to regret that. Well done, though. That's fantastic. Well, just what's going to be the first song you sing on it, or what has been even?
I think it was Old Friend by Ed Sheeran.
There you go. Fantastic. So that's a great present. Yeah, Holly. An Alexa, was that? Wow. You can get them to make rude noises. Did you know that? So we've got Alexa. We've got a karaoke machine. Anyone else? Any grown-ups want to tell us? Yeah, thought not. Oh, go on, Bob. So, a lovely, you can have a look at this afterwards, a lovely picture montage based on the seven churches of Asia. So, yeah, fantastic. Have a look at that. I missed that, and possibly a good job. Right, one or two others. Come on, one or two more. So, yeah, what did you get? Did you get a Star Wars T-shirt?
Yes, but.
Yes, but. Come on then.
I got two Beyblades. One
is super rare,
you can't get other than
in toys. So two Beyblades, and one of which, sort of spinny things, and one of them is like super rare. Fantastic. That's great. Hold on to that. Put it on eBay in 30 years' time. Make yourself rich. Pay off your mortgage. Right. Last one. Yes, Archie. Alfie. Also known as Archie. On Christmas Day only. What did you get? Did you get a doggy, a cuddly toy Dalmatian that looks really snuggly and lovely. Brilliant. So that's fantastic. And if you want to tell me about other presents you got, come and see me afterwards. If you didn't like your present, KFC chat, which is our church's kind of equivalent of Freecycle. But anyway, so it's great seeing what some of you guys got for Christmas. Some really great presents there. I was giving a talk about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, can't remember. It all blurs at this time of year. But to New Life, one of our sort of ministries here for the more mature senior members of the church. And I admitted that my attitude to Christmas has changed. Like for me, the best thing about Christmas for years was the presents. I mean, to be honest, that was probably the case right up until my probably late 40s. But now it has changed. And now what I look forward to more than anything is the whole family being together. You know, when your kids have grown up and left home, it all changes. And it's the being together that's the big thing. The focus and the anticipation moves from being all about presence with a T and becomes about presence with a C, about being surrounded by the people you love. And at Christmas, as we gather here today as Christians, we celebrate God's present to us of his presence with us. Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel. And we're going to do a couple of songs now. Now, this is going to turn into chaos. The first of them is a kids' song, one of the songs we do regularly here with the youngsters. And it's not actually a Christmas song. But the reason I've chosen it for today is because it's a song that kind of walks you through the Bible and says all through history, God's been doing stuff. Because it's important for us to remember today that the Christmas story is a part of a bigger story. It's a story of a God with a plan to rescue and redeem. And so what we're going to do in a minute, Julia is going to come and lead the actions. She's going to be really grumpy if there aren't lots of kids coming and joining her on the stage. And we're going to do all through history. And then after that, we're going to remain standing. If you're able to stand, we'll remain standing. And we'll go from all through history. Nice little segue into O Holy Night. So kids, come and help Julia. Don't let her be grumpy on Christmas Day. That would be terrible.
The most enormous boats, the kind of birds and animals afloat. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Noah lived his life again. Moses led his people through the sea, taking them away from slavery. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Moses lived his life again. Good, the Lord was strong, and Daniel lived his life again.